Sincerely, let me just share a few thoughts to encourage you tonight in regards to our theme. And we already heard a good message. Really, we need to keep our focus on the Lord, don't we? Keep our eyes on the Lord. His eyes were ever on the Lord. His eyes were ever on Christ. And we ought to be like that as well. Ezekiel chapter 33. Thank you, Brother Manuel, for speaking to us tonight. Ezekiel chapter 33, I just want to share a few thoughts to encourage you. And this kind of relates to our theme of learning how to sit. I want to just share with you a simple thought about this. Don't sit and listen and then do nothing. Don't sit and listen and then do nothing. You heard the Word of God preached already tonight. And you heard some songs that ought to encourage you. Listen, let's not sit and listen and then do nothing. Don't sit in a church where you think, I like that, and I like good songs, and I like to hear the preaching. Well, don't sit and listen and then do nothing. You know what the Bible teaches us, really, this truth, and we see an example of, sadly, that happening here in Ezekiel chapter 33. Let's read these verses together. Ezekiel chapter 33, and we look to the end of the chapter, verse 31. Some of you, if you've maybe been a Christian for a little while or been in church for a while, you would know that in the books of Jeremiah and Ezekiel and so on, boy, we see times where the prophets so much are preaching, they're giving the word of the Lord to the people, but so often God's people were just hardening their hearts, they were not listening. And really, these verses here are a sad condemnation, really, upon the people, because it shares how even they liked it. They liked the preaching. They liked hearing it. But they weren't listening to it. They weren't doing anything about it. And how sad that is. Let's read these verses together. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 31. It says, "And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness." God is saying, my people, they're coming before you, Ezekiel. They're coming and they're gathering around, and they can gather in a big crowd, and they can hear you preach, Ezekiel, and they can hear you share the word of the Lord. They can hear you share my message, and they'll sit there and they'll listen to you. They'll hear your words, but they're not doing them. They're not doing them. Again, let's read it. "And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness." That's just like how Jesus in the New Testament begins to condemn the Pharisees and say how they honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And it's the same thing. God is saying to Ezekiel, listen, my people, they've been gathered around. They've heard you preach. They've heard you share my word. They've heard you as you've tried to share with them the message that I want shared with them. But they're not doing. They're not doing it. They're not doing it. Verse 32. "And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice." So, to you, or they think of you as, boy, one that has a lovely voice. Oh, you've got a lovely voice, and I don't know, maybe they sometimes liked the way Ezekiel said some things. Maybe they liked his presentation. I've been a Christian long enough to have been in a number of churches and know that sometimes people are like that. The reason they went to a church was like, I like the way that guy preaches. And I like his delivery, and I like his style, and I just like what he has to say. I like the sound of his voice. You know, there's people that have sat before in great churches and with wonderful pastors and even wonderful preachers. They think, wow, they can really preach. They can really, you know, explain the scriptures so well. And they just love to hear it. But they would never do what it says. They would never do what God's word says. It would never fall. And that's what God was saying to Ezekiel. He's condemning, really, the actions of the people. Because they were sitting and listening, but then doing nothing about it. He says, "Lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song, as of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not." But they do them not. Isn't that sad? I would hate for it to be that God's describing me in that verse. Oh, you've sat under wonderful preaching. Oh, you've had the privilege to grow up in church and you sat under Pastor Pennell's ministry, and you heard him preach for many, many years, and then you got to attend conferences, and you know, some wonderful preachers from around the world came and preached to you, and you had the chance to hear a lot of God's words preached. I had the opportunity to go to Bible college and hear preaching constantly. We would have college chapel every day and have preaching service every day in the midst of Bible classes and so on. And I heard a lot of preaching there when I went to college, and wonderful preaching. Preaching where people think, wow, these are great preachers, best preachers in America. They were good preachers. The sound of their voice, oh, you'd love it. The way they could describe certain things, the way they could do certain things, oh, wonderful preaching. But to have sit and heard God's word preached and then not to do what it says, how sad that would be. How that would break the heart of God. It says that's what they did. They sat, they listened, they heard it, they even loved the sound of it. Oh, I love your preaching. I love it when you're sharing God's words. But they were not doing what God wanted them to do. Notice what verse 33 says, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. Now God says and describes and so on, there's going to be some judgment upon them. There's going to be some judgment that's going to come. It's going to pass. It's going to happen. And you know what? They're going to remember then in that day that there was a prophet among them. They're going to remember then. Listen, sometimes people might give an excuse when they think, well, I can go before God one day and say, oh, I never heard it. You know, I didn't know God's word. God says to Ezekiel, no, they won't have that excuse. They're going to know one day that they had a prophet. They're going to know one day that they had a preacher. They're going to know one day that they had someone that tried to share and tried to convey the word of God to them. But they were just letting it go in one ear and out the other ear. They listened, even loved the sound of it, but they were not doing what God wanted them to do. You know what it reminds us of? Those that are hearers of the Word of God, but not doers of the Word of God. Turn with me real quick over to James chapter number 1. James chapter 1. And verse number 22. James chapter 1 and verse 22. Listen, let's heed that warning tonight. Let's look at that example and see how, you know, God tells Ezekiel, my people have been there, they've sat, they've listened, they've heard the preaching, they've even heard it, and they've even liked the sound of it. But they've not listened to it. They've truly not listened. They've not done what you told them on my behalf. In James chapter number 1, God gives us again some further instructions. He says this, James 1:22, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. That's what was happening back in Ezekiel. Oh, they were hearers of the word in a physical sense. They weren't truly hearing it spiritually and heeding it and following it and obeying it, but they were hearing it physically. I mean, their human ear was there. They were sitting. Anytime Ezekiel would stand up to preach and so on, the prophet would speak to them, the people would gather and they would sit and they would listen. They'd hear the words that Ezekiel was preaching. Think, boy, this is wonderful. But they were never truly obeying it. Never doing what God wanted them to do. And how sad it is. He says, when we do that, what are we doing? We're deceiving our own selves. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, like a mirror. You know, oftentimes even before they, you know, created mirrors as we would know mirrors today, it would be a piece of glass, it would be a reflection. A person could look into a lake and you see a reflection. A person could look into a polished piece of copper or something even well and see a reflection. That was what their mirrors. They had mirrors for a long time. And God says here in James, it's when somebody is looking, like they're looking into a glass, in a mirror, seeing a reflection, and they're forgetting. They're forgetting. For if any be, verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Listen, God describes such a difference here in the book of James. He says there's some that are hearers of the word, but they're not doers of the word of God. And it's like they've gone and they've beheld themselves and they've seen their face, but then they turned and gone their way and they totally forgot what kind of man they were. They got up and they actually did look into the mirror, but they kind of just were in a fog of some kind. They didn't pay attention to what they looked like. They didn't let anything get changed. Listen, when we look into the mirror of God's perfect word, the law of liberty, the Bible says there is supposed to be something in there that sees that what's in the reflection there in my life needs to be changed. When we look into the mirror of God's word, it ought to make it abundantly clear that there are some things that ought to be different in our lives. We're not just supposed to go and come always being the same way. We're supposed to be changed. We're supposed to be different. When we look into a mirror, change some things. When you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and see your hair, change some things. I look hideous in the morning. If I didn't take a shower in the morning, if I didn't comb my hair, I would just be a mess. My wife, it's amazing. She could get up in the morning and not take a shower in the morning and she would still look beautiful. It's so different. She could go without makeup, any of those things, and she looks beautiful. Me, I'm a mess. I look so dead and disgusting when I wake up in the morning. Hey, when I look into the Word of God, you know what I see? Dead and disgusting. My life needs to be changed. My life needs to be different. It's not what God wants it to be. Listen, when we look into God's Word, let's let Him change us. There ought to be some things in that reflection, some things we see in the mirror of God's Word that make us realize, my life is to be different. My life is not yet perfectly like Jesus Christ. There are still changes in my life that He wants to make. There are still some things that He wants to be different. And that's true in your life too. If we don't think so, then we're just a hearer of the Word of God, and we're not doers of the Word of God. We could be deceiving our own selves into thinking, I'm okay, I know I look pretty good. No, we don't look pretty good. We're not the Christians that we ought to be. We are not perfectly like Jesus Christ. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, Jupiter and Mars. He's still working on me. He's working on me, and He wants to work on you. Let's let Him do the work in us that He wants to do. Bible says we'll be a blessed man and we'll be blessed in our deed if we become doers of the Word of God and not hearers only. When you come and you heard a good message preached before and you come to Sunday school and you come to church and you read your Bible at home and so on, every time you read the Word of God and every time you're hearing preaching and teaching at church and so on, it's because God in heaven, through some messenger, is trying to deliver His Word to you. He's trying to speak to your heart. He's trying to let you know maybe some things that ought to be different, some things that ought to be changed in your life. And don't just come and go and never be changed. Let's be changed. Let's be different. Like it said in Ezekiel, don't let the Word of God go in one ear and out the other ear and still the same. Still the same. We could even think, oh, I like preaching. Oh, I enjoyed hearing so-and-so preach. Or I enjoy the preaching in our church. Really? Well, the people in Ezekiel were like that too. They loved it. It sounded like sweet music to them. Oh, it's such a pretty sounding voice. It's such beautiful sounding voice. I just love the words of that prophet Ezekiel. But God said, they're not doing anything that you say. Listen, let's not just sit and listen, and then do nothing. Don't sit and listen, and then do nothing. Let's allow God to change us. He wants to change you. He wants to change me. He wants us to be doers of His Word, and not hearers only. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please speak to our hearts in a very real way. That we would be challenged, that we'd be changed, that we would be different. Every time we hear the Word of God preached, may we come with a desire, asking You to speak to our heart, asking You to change our life, asking You to make us and mold us more into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, help us not just to be hearers of the Word of God, but to become doers of the Word of God. May we do what the Word of God says. May we do what we hear preached. Father, may we not be guilty of just sitting and listening and then doing nothing about it. Help us, Lord, please. Change us every day, every week, and make us more like Christ.